As the 30th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake approaches tomorrow, the safety of public buildings built since then are of concern to many. San Francisco has added some huge high-rises since that quake, buildings like the Salesforce Tower and the Millennium Tower, to name a couple. We're going to talk a little bit more about seismic safety. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with a man who knows all about it, San Francisco Chronicle urban design critic John King. John, always great to talk to you.
Thank you. I do not pretend to know all about it. I'm a layperson trying to make sense of structural engineering.
Well, help us make sense of how the concept of seismic safety, in particular for high-rises, has changed over the years.
Yeah, what San Francisco and a number of other cities have been doing in the past 15 years or so is going away from kind of straight old-school tower design where you have the big columns along the edge to kind of hold the building up, to something called performance-based seismic design, where you have, it's almost like all the strength is in the spine of the building, where you've got the elevators and things. You have this sheer core of thick concrete running bottom to top, and it's like so strong that it holds, theoretically, the strength of the tower to keep it upright.
So, John, is it safe to assume that the standards for building something new today are much more stringent than they were, say, 50, 60 years ago?
Yes. After every earthquake, earthquake regulations get tightened and fine-tuned. All sorts of very technical things have gone on, as well as better fire stairs, kind of more clearance, things like that. Believe it or not, every new tower, some in San Francisco, some of the elevators are a little bit bigger than the other ones so that firefighting crews can use them with equipment.
That's pretty wild. Do they make older buildings? There's no way to retrofit an old high-rise, is there?
We might be finding that out, because there's this whole subcategory of high-rises that involves the type of, like, screws that were used to hold, they were welded together instead of bolted together with steel. And there's concern due to the Northridge earthquake in 94 in Southern California that under certain conditions, things like that may snap and break. So the city is going to require the owners to go through those. But then any sort of retrofit usually can be done, but it's very, very, very intrusive and expensive.
All right. John, always great to get your take on these things. Again, that is John King, the urban design critic for the San Francisco Chronicle.